Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Follow Me, Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. Follow me if you want to get all the knowledge on how to repair your credit. Follow me on how you can get new credit when you don't have no credit. Follow me to learn how to dispute erroneous items in your credit report. My name is Edmund Gary. I'm coming here from Atlanta, Georgia. I am the Follow Me Credit Repair Show on 102.1. To get ready, buckle your seatbelts, because today you're going to get knowledge that you're not used to getting. And once again, here's Edmund Gary. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing we're going to talk about today is understanding your credit, understanding the scoring system. 35% of your credit, 35% of your credit score is based on how you pay your bills. That's one-third of your credit. 30% is based on the utilization of your credit. What that means is if your credit limit is $1,000 and you exceed it by more than 30%, which is $300, even though you may be paying your credit on time, it will bring your credit down because it's showing that you cannot manage your credit real well. 15% is based on how long you've had your credit. When you get over 3, 4, 5 years, that's good. 10% is based on the type of credit you have, the mixtures. Car loan, that's called an installment. Revolving credit, revolving account, that's credit cards. So these are different types of credit. And 10% is based on new credit. Once you get new credit in the first 2 or 3 months, it's going to bring your score down. But as the new credit gets older and you're paying on time, it doesn't affect your credit as much. So remember, this is how your credit score is figured out. 65% of your credit score is based on how you pay and how you manage your account. 35% is based on how you pay your bills. Make the minimum payment on time each month. 30% is based on the utilization. If you have a credit line of $2,000, you exceed it by more than 30%, would be over $600. Even though you may be paying your credit on time, it will bring your score down. 15% is based on how long you have your credit. The longer you've had your credit, the better. So right now we're at 80%. 10% is based on the type of credit you have. Installment loan, that's car loan. Revolving accounts, that's credit cards. Having a good mixture or one store card, you need a good mixture. And 10% is based on new credit, which I wouldn't worry about as much because first 2 or 3 months, it will bring your score down a few points. But as it gets older and you keep paying on time, it won't affect you as much. So what you have to remember today is 65% of your credit score is based on how you pay and how you manage your credit. So let's say you have a 500 credit score and you want to raise your credit score. You want to keep paying it on time, keep your utilization low, and your credit score will go up. Also, I want to discuss today, if you have no credit or you have bad credit and you want to go out here and you're trying to get a credit card, if you get more than 6 inquiries in a year on your credit report, it's going to kill your credit. So the first thing I would suggest is you can get a secured credit card. You can get that through First Premier Bank. You can get that through Capital One. This is where you put up your own money, $300, $400. That would be your credit line. But it reports to the credit bureau just like a regular credit card. Also, there are some unsecured credit cards that you can get with bad credit. There's Credit One Bank, Capital One. As long as you have a score at least 550 or better, you probably would be able to get an unsecured credit line up to $500 through Capital One, First Premier Bank, Credit One, the Indigo Credit Card, Continental Finance. So if you need to know where to get new credit when you have challenge credit, contact me here, Edmund Gary. My phone number you can reach me is at 404-437-2028, or you can mail me Ed Gary, EDGARY, at mail.com. And like I said, the main focus of our first show today is about how to manage your credit. Remember, once again, 35% is based on your payment history. 30% is based on the utilization, which means if you have a $1,000 credit line and you exceed it by more than 30%, which is $300, and you go to $400, $500 spending, and you're maxing out your card each month, even though you may be paying on time, your credit score will remain low. And if you don't want your credit card to remain low, you have to learn how to pay on time. Also, What I want to discuss next is how to remove negative items from your credit report. First, you need to look at your credit report and look at the accuracy, make sure everything's right. And then if you see something wrong, you need to write a dispute letter, a little short, three or four lines telling you why this is not right, and you want to send it in a certified letter to the credit bureaus, to Equifax, TransUnion. You want to make sure you send Experian. You want to make sure you send it in a letter and send it certified, and do not dispute anything online because it takes longer and it just doesn't have the same effect. Anytime you want to dispute something, write a letter. If it's five items you want to dispute, put all your accounts down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put short things right next to them, the reason why they're not yours. Then send it in a certified letter to the credit bureaus. And the three credit bureaus are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. If you just want to get a copy, if you want to learn where you can get your credit score for free, you can go to Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. But remember, if you want to get a true credit score, you want to go to Experian.com. Because if you look at Credit Karma and you go to Experian.com, you'll always find that your credit score of 50 to 75 points off. Experian.com is probably the most accurate one out here, and they can give you three credit scores of all three credit bureaus for only $29.99. Yes, you can get free credit score at Credit Karma or Credit Sesame or Bankrate.com, but they will never be as accurate as going to Experian.com. So if you want to get true credit scores, you want to go to Experian, Experian.com. For $29.95, it will give you a copy of all three of your credit scores. And if you don't want to stay, if you don't want to pay $29.95, you can just do the trial for 7 days and cancel it. So again, how to dispute negative items, make sure everything is accurate on your credit report. Now, people are always asking me about collections. The longer a collection has been on your account, probably the better for you. But number one, paying off a collection account is not going to do anything for your credit. The only way handling a collection is going to be able to get the negative off your credit report. You have to write the collection company that has that collection, or write your original company and ask them if you pay 50 cents on the dollar, will they delete it from your account? And make sure you get that in writing. If you get it back in writing, say I had a $500 bill with Macy's, and I write Macy's or I contact the collection agency, and they say, hey, we'll settle for $200 or $250. Get that in writing, then send the money. And then if they don't take it off, then you have the document in your hand to send to the credit bureaus, where the credit bureaus will remove them. So, again, let's go over what we talked about so far today. We talked about how to understand your credit report, how to understand your credit scores. We've also talked about how to remove negative items, how to remove a collection. And also, we've talked about how you can get your credit score for free. You can go to Credit Karma or Credit Sesame. But remember, it will not be as accurate as going to Experian.com. Go to www.experian.com. And I think they have a trial for 7 days, and then get your credit scores, and you just cancel it. And once again, this is the Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. This is our first show. And also, I'm a financial consultant, and I work for a company where right now we have the coronavirus funding. And what that coronavirus funding is doing, this is for new homeowners. This is for new businesses. You can get credit. You get credit for a loan from anywhere from $10,000 up to $400,000. But to qualify for the coronavirus funding, you must have, number one, a 650 credit score. Number two, you must have 3 to 5 accounts in good standing. Number three, you cannot exceed your credit limit by more than 50%. So if they look on your credit report and you got $10,000 in credit and you've exceeded it by more than $5,000, that would disqualify you. And number four, you don't want to have no more than 6 inquiries in the past year. Do not go out there applying for credit for crazy reason. Too many inquiries will make you look like a bad credit risk, and that's what you don't want. So remember, let's go over all the stuff that we talked about today. The first thing is how to understand your credit score. 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history. 30% is based on how you utilize your credit. You have a $1,000 credit line, you exceed it by more than $300. That's over 30%. You're killing your credit, even though you're making payments on time. That's 65% of your credit right there. 15% is based on how long you've had your credit, the longer the better. 10% is based on the type of mix you have, and 10% is based on new credit. But the main part you want to control is that 65%. Pay your bills on time, even if you're only paying the minimum. And also, the other 30%, utilization. Keep your balances low. You want to make sure you keep them low. Also, we talked about today how to get a credit card, even if you have bad credit or no credit. If your credit is real, real bad, all you need to do is get a secure credit card. You can go through First Premier Bank. You can go through Capital One. You can go through Discover Credit Card. They offer secure credit cards where you put up $300, $400. That's your credit limit. But as long as you make your payments on time each month, it will work just like a regular credit card, regular Visa or regular MasterCard. Now, they do have unsecured cards for bad credit, but your score must be above 550, 560 and up. Then you can go to Credit One. They give you credit lines anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Capital One, First Premier, Continental Finance. They also issue unsecured credit cards for people with challenged credit, but your credit score is going to have to be above 550. Also, we talked about today how to dispute items on your credit report. If you get your credit report in the mail, and you have a Visa account on there that says you've been late and you know you haven't been late, get proof showing that you haven't been late. Write a little small letter. Make sure you send it